our high priest, opposed by Satan. Zechariah chapter 3. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. In Zechariah, we find yet another picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. That name Joshua is the same name as Jesus. And yes, we find this Joshua, like the other in the conquest of Canaan, standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan seeking to oppose him. Yes, Joshua, this Joshua was Israel's high priest. And Jesus is our high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, the priesthood of heaven. And wherever you find the work of the Lord going on, you find Satan at the right hand of it. Never forget that wherever God is doing his mighty work, Satan will always be nearby to oppose that work. And if your high priest was opposed by Satan, then you are no better than your Lord. You will be opposed by him too at every hand. Your very life and existence is against him. You have stated that plainly when you answered the call of salvation and was born again by the Spirit of God. You became his mortal enemy. This speaks of the right hand of strength, though. Wherever you find the right hand, you find the hand of strength in the Bible. The right hand signifies that. Did not Satan come and tempt our high priest in Matthew chapter 4? Did he not try to derail the work of God and stop the sinless Son of God? God manifests in the flesh from fulfilling all righteousness? So that if his audacity knows no bounds, is it a wonder to you and I when he tries to fill our hearts with fear and evil and doubts and blasphemous wicked things? Did he not do the same to Christ, our Joshua, our high priest? Did he not oppose him? Did he not try to tempt him to come down off that cross? If you be the Son of God, then come down off that cross and show us, and then we will believe. Ah, the temptings of Satan to get us to come down off that cross. Oh, the cross that God hath given you and I to bear. Satan would always want us to come down off that cross and not bear that cross, not walk with it, not bear the shame of it. That's the temptation of Satan. He did it to your Lord. He will do it to you. Learn then that it is not only Satan himself, but it is the people that work for him, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Did he not do that to Christ? You must always remember that is exactly what he did to him. We should give the same answer as our great high priest gave. We see here this Joshua, he said, and the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? The Lord rebukes him. You and I, in Jesus' name, can rebuke him. And we do that steadfast in the faith. Whom resist, the Bible says, steadfast in the faith. We are to resist the devil, and he will flee from us. Go to your Joshua, Jesus, the high priest, the one with the eternal priesthood. He is the high priest that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He was the one that suffered it all the temptation, all the darkness, all the pain. Oh, keep nothing back from him. Give everything to him. Tell everything to him. Be not afraid to tell him anything. He knows it all anyway, but wants to hear it from your own lips. But he knew no sin. He never sinned once, but took our sin on him. So then, because he never sinned, but understands what it is like to be tempted, he knows when your mind is pained through Satan accosting it. When Satan shoots fiery darts at it, go to your spiritual high priest. Come boldly. He intercedes for his spiritual Israel. He will help you in a time of need. Jesus, the lover of your soul, who never sinned but felt its awful effects. He took all the guilt and the shame and became sin for us. What a Savior and what a high priest. He never had to sin to know the effects, because he took your punishment and felt its effects on the cross. His mind was tormented with our sin. That holy sacred mind was filled with the psychological effects of a sin-sick world. So much darkness. But he conquered darkness. He defeated it. He is our great high priest. And he suffered it all because he loves me.